Packers hope the new medical education campuses will curb the doctor shortage in Wisconsin and provide health care in underserved rural areas. John Raymond is president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says at $23 million, the school is trying to keep development costs to a minimum.
We have always had an eye on keeping the cost manageable from the very beginning. So our concept is to repurpose space and to share faculty with the local community organizations.
In Green Bay, the Medical College of Wisconsin has talked with Aurora Bay Care Medical Center, Bellin College, and other health care providers. UW-Green Bay's Chancellor Tom Harden says educating med students in the community is a positive development.
I haven't heard anybody to date talk negatively about the possibility of having the medical college come to Green Bay. It's all been very, very positive. People are excited about it. And now that we've heard the announcement, I think people are even happier than before about it.
The Medical College of Wisconsin hopes to have 15 to 25 students at each campus. The first class could be admitted in the summer of 2015. Before that can happen, though, the schools need to recruit faculty, create residency programs, and receive accreditation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.